to the best of our knowledge, proudly presents
Dangerous Ideas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michio Kaku, quantum physicist, author of The Future of the Mind. And one dangerous idea is if one day we have a disk called the connectome with all our memories, all our personality traits on it, we could first of all create a library of souls. You will go to the library and download the thinking of your ancestors. You'll be able to perhaps have a conversation with somebody like an Einstein, somebody like a Roosevelt, historical figures, and all their thoughts and emotions are encoded on disks created on a library of souls, whereby you can talk to your ancestors. And for that matter, once you have their personality and memories on a disk, why not bring them back to life? Why not create an avatar? Why not create an exoskeleton by which you will not only talk to Einstein, but have dinner with him? I came to this idea, the fact that one day we'll have a library of souls, by going to the neighborhood library and seeing these biographies and these audio tapes. But I said to myself, why stop with an audio tape? One day, decades from now, we'll have a connectome with all the memory circuits of a living person. And in that case, why not bring that person's memory back to life? And so that your family tree, instead of simply being an empty tree, will have disks whereby you can talk to your ancestors and interact with them and understand why they made certain decisions which affected your life. And for that matter, politicians may want to talk to a Winston Churchill. I wouldn't mind talking to an Albert Einstein to get insights. What were they thinking about when they did their historic deeds? And believe it or not, the technology to create this is coming very fast. Already, the Connectome project is being funded to the tune of over $1 billion by the European Union and by the United States. We can already map most of the circuitry of a mouse. And the mouse brain is about 1% that of the human brain. However, let's face it, it'll take many decades to come. But the ultimate goal behind this may be some form of immortality. A tape recording, in some sense, lives on even after you die, but it doesn't encode your awareness, your understanding, your memories of yourself. One day, we will have all of that encoded on a disk called the connectome, which is now the focal point of European and American brain science. In the same way that the human genome changed all of medicine, the connectome could change all of neuroscience, psychiatry, and psychology. In other words, it could change everything.
That's physicist Michio Kaku with his dangerous idea. What's yours? Drop us a line on Facebook or Twitter. The handle's TTBook1.